Fanny Crosby 是我所爱的一位女作家。
Fanny Crosby is a, a composer that I love very much.
我当然没有办法跟 Fanny 相比。
Of course, I cannot compare myself to Fanny.
但是我也能有像 Fanny Crosby 一样的喜乐。
But I also have the same type of joy as Fanny.
多年前我在一个地方讲道。
A couple of years ago, I was preaching at this one place.
讲完了以后，有一个人跑上来，他说：“朱长老，你认不认得某某人？”
After the message, a person came up to me and asked me if I know this one person.
我说我不认识，我都不晓得这个名字是谁。
I replied, I do not recognize this person.
他说我刚刚从台湾回来。
And he said to me, I just returned from Taiwan.
这个传道人在台湾传福音。
And this particular preacher was preaching in Taiwan.
他跟我讲，我是听朱世白长老讲道信主的。
And he said to me that I became a believer after hearing Elder Chu's message.
所以有的时候你结的果子你自己不知道。
So a lot of times the seeds that you have, the fruits that were born, you don't even know.
这是神不会忘记的。
But God will not forget.
刚才刘弟兄讲到我好像是个客人。
And earlier, Brother Peter said that seemed as if I'm a guest here.
这个讲台我已经用了二十几年。
And this pulpit I've used for about 20 years.
所以弟兄姊妹总会了解我对我们这个教会的心胸是怎么样。
So brothers and sisters can understand my heart for this church.
当我听到弟兄姊妹们要去退休会。
When I heard that brothers and sisters are willing to go to the co-workers retreat,
我由衷的鼓励弟兄姊妹们去。
And I really encouraged brothers and sisters to attend.
感谢主，到目前为止已经有了一百人。
Praise God that we already have 100 brothers and sisters.
我们曾经去过退休会的人都觉得有很大的收获。
Those of us that have been to co-workers retreat before all know that it's really beneficial for us.
神的恩典让我虽然从几个教会退休了，但是还没有放下主的话语。
Even though by God's grace I've retired from several churches, but I have not given up on God's word.
我到现在每一个月还要至少跑五个教会。
So every month I'm at least going to attending five different churches.
因为我没有忘记 Fanny Crosby.
Because I did not forget Fanny Crosby.
这是一个人所能够做的最让我们能够这个欢喜快乐的一件工作。
This is something that a person can do that brings much joy.
弟兄姊妹们也可以想见，每次我回到这里来的心情是怎么样。
So you can all see what my heart is like when I return to this church.
那今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们继续讲使徒保罗的侍奉。
And today we will continue discussing the service of our Apostle Paul.
我很爱使徒保罗这个人。
I really love this man, the Apostle Paul.
所以我在过去收集了一些关于使徒保罗侍奉的一些经文。
So I've collected a lot of research regarding the service of Paul.
所以一共有五堂。
So there's altogether five different messages.
所以今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们讲的是第三堂。
So today I'm going to be talking with you on the third.
我希望弟兄姊妹们也能够爱这个主的忠心的仆人。
I hope that brothers and sisters would also come to love this faithful servant, Paul.
请我们翻到哥林多前书第九章。
Let us all turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我要读19节到23节。
And I'll be reading from verse 19 to 23.
我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人。像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在上帝面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 23. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. To do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I might may share with them in its blessings. Let us pray.
主，谢谢你，让我们能够从你的话语里头明白使徒保罗这个你的仆人。
Lord, we thank you so much that we can see through the scriptures and understand your servant Paul.
他在我们的心中的确是一个了不起的神的仆人。
And in our hearts, he indeed is a great servant of God.
我们不能不因此而想到有这样子的仆人必然有更了不起的主人。
And we see as such a great servant, we can see there is a much greater master.
为着这个缘故，我们就更喜欢读保罗这个仆人的故事。
And for this reason, we are we want to read more and more about the stories of Paul.
盼望我们也能够有保罗的福气跟心智。
And we pray that we would all have the same blessing and the same heart and attitude as Paul.
将来保罗到了主面前的时候，主必定会对他讲，你是忠心劳苦的仆人。
We know that when Paul faces our Lord Jesus, Our Lord Jesus will say to him, good and faithful servant.
盼望有一天我们也能够在主的面前得到这样子的称赞。
And we pray, Lord, that we would also receive this type of praise from our Lord Jesus when we see him face to face.
求主借助你的话语来祝福鼓励每一位在场的弟兄姊妹。
May you use your words today to encourage and to move our brothers and sisters here today.
让使徒保罗他的见证能够成为我们大家的鼓励。
So that the testimony of Paul's life can be an encouragement to all of us.
让你的国度能够长足的进展。
And may your kingdom be expanded.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我们讲到保罗对自己有一个正确的认识。
Last time we talked about how Paul had a correct understanding of himself.
弟兄姊妹，每一个信主的人必须要清楚地认识自己的身份。
And all of us as believers needs to understand our true identity.
其次，我们要对主耶稣基督的身份有一个正确的了解。
And in that, we also have to have a correct understanding of Jesus' identity.
假如在这两方面，我们有正确的看见。
And if we have a clear understanding of these two aspects,
就很自然的会影响到我们在主里面的生活。
So very naturally, we will respond to how we live.
也一定会影响到我们在灵神上面的奔跑。
And it will affect our spiritual growth and our race on this journey.
假如主耶稣基督是我们生活跟生命的中心。
If Jesus is the center of our lives,
我们对主的认识就不得不影响到我们的生活跟奔跑的方式。
So then our understanding of this would affect the way that we live our lives and the race that we run.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹来谈谈保罗在灵城奔跑的一方面。
Today I want to talk to you about Paul's race.
这个题目我今天用的来叫做一切都为着福音。
And actually today's title, I've titled this message All for the Sake of the Gospel.
要讲到保罗，我今天要这个说到关于他的事情，就是这个人他的一生，他自从信主之后什么都是为着福音。
And when we look at Paul, we can see that in everything that he did, he did it for the sake of the gospel.
自从信耶稣之后，保罗全部的生活都是为着福音。
After believing in Christ,everything that he has done is for the sake of the gospel.
他所思想的是福音。
What he thought of was the gospel.
他奔跑跋涉为的是福音。
He ran for the sake of the gospel.
他受苦是为着福音。
And he suffered for the sake of the gospel.
他喜乐为着福音。
He was joyous because of the gospel.
哀伤为着福音。
And he grieved because of the gospel.
最后他死也是为了福音。
And in the end, he died for the sake of the gospel.
那么我们要来问一个问题，就是到底保罗他所传的福音是什么？
So then we have to ask one question. Well, what is this gospel that he is sharing?
为什么这个福音这样子的影响到保罗的一生。
Why does this gospel have such an effect on Paul's life?
我们可以翻到哥林多前书十五章。
And we can find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们看第三到第四两节。
And let's really take a look at verse 3 and 4.
这是保罗自己的话，他说我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Chapter 15 verse 3 to 7, these are the words of Paul. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep.
为什么 保罗对他所知道的福音这样子的看重。
And why does Paul see the gospel with such importance?
因为这个福音是从圣经上来的。
Because this gospel comes from the scriptures.
而且这个圣经是在世上有很多的证据。
And there is a lot of evidence that supports the scriptures.
今天许多人不肯信福音，就是因为他说这个好像不着边际的，我们也没有听见，也没有看见。
So a lot of people do not believe the scriptures because they say that it's not something that we cannot see or touch or.
保罗对这件事情的反应是完全不同。
But Paul has a different perspective.
Different, yeah. 他讲的他这所有的福音是基督照圣经所说的。
So Paul's gospel is talking about Christ in accordance with the scriptures.
而且又讲到他第三天复活也是照着圣经所说的。
And he also says that Jesus was buried and was raised on the third day also in accordance with the scriptures.
而且不只是好像传说的，乃是有人眼睛看得到的。
And it's not hearsay or something that people have seen.
他把这个真理发生的事情曾经显给十二个使徒看。
And he also says that he has appeared to the 12 apostles.
后来一时又显给五百多弟兄看。
And he also then appeared to the 500 brothers at one time.
这五百多人里头有一大半到保罗的时候还都活在这里。
And among these 500 brothers, some are still alive during Paul's time.
所以我们不能够说保罗他的福音是没有其他的证据的。
So we can't say that what Paul is describing here has no proof or evidence.
他的福音是真正的福音。
His gospel is the true gospel.
所以我们要再进一步的问，这个福音为什么对保罗这样子的重要？
Then we have to ask a deeper question is, well, why is this gospel so important to Paul?
让他完全为这个福音活，然后为这个福音死。
So that he lived his whole life for the gospel, and then in the end died for this gospel.
我可以举出好多的证据来。
And I can point out a lot of evidence and proof.
为着时间的关系，我就不跟弟兄姊妹们查太多的圣经。
But for the sake of time, we won't go through all of the scripture.
那为什么使徒保罗对这个福音这样子的看重？
Well, why is the gospel so important to Paul?
很简单，第一个原因或者理由，就是因为他的福音是真的福音。
Well, the number one point is that his gospel is the true gospel.
我们向人家传福音，人家听了以后不觉得是真福音。
When we share the gospel to others, they may not consider it the true gospel.
人家听了我们所传的福音，就问自己，这个是重要的吗？
So when we share the gospel to others, they may question, well, is this really important to me?
可是保罗他所传的福音是真的福音。
But what Paul is sharing is the true gospel.
这个所谓真的福音就是讲到是好的消息。
And this true gospel means that it's good news.
加拉太书第一章这样子描写这个福音。
Galatians chapter 1, it describes this gospel.
第一章第六节到九节。
Verse 6 to 9.
六到了七。我稀奇你们这么快离开了借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed.
保罗所传的福音是真的福音。
The gospel that Paul is preaching is the true gospel.
所以是真的好消息。
So it is the true, good news.
那么第二个原因就是这个托付是来自于神。
And the second point is that this calling is from God.
就是从天上来的异象。
So in other words, this is what comes from heaven.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章十三节。这个是使徒保罗在那个犹太王的面前所做的见证。
And this is the testimony that Paul was given to, the Jewish, the king, Jewish king.
就是亚基伯王，这个他是可以说是罗马人的。这个附庸，他自己是犹太人，但是呢替罗马人来管犹太。
So this was a king of the Hebrews that, or the king of the Jews that were under Roman rule.
所以你看看他在第二十六章。在第二十六章十三节这么讲，王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人，我们都伏倒在地，我就听见有声音，用希伯来语话对向我说：扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说主啊你是谁？主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。我们现在跳到第十九节，保罗说了他前面的故事之后，跟亚基伯王这么讲，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Acts chapter 26, verse 13 to 15, and this is the testimony of Paul given to King Agrippa. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven brighter than the sun that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. And we'll look at verse 19. It says, Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not obedient to the heavenly vision.
所以保罗他对福音的看法是什么？他说这个托付是从神那里来的。
So we see here, what is Paul's perspective? It is this, that this is a vision from heaven.
然后在罗马书第一章第十六节说到这个福音是神的大能。
And we also see in Romans chapter 1 verse 16 that this gospel, it is the power of God.
那么在第四方面他就保罗就说的这个福音我所传的福音是人的盼望否则就是永远的灭亡。
And Paul is saying that this gospel is the hope of all, hope of people, or it.
哥罗西书第一章二十三节。哥罗西书第一章二十三节。
Also, let's take a look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 23.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心根基稳固坚定不移不知被引动失去福音的盼望这福音就是你们所听过的也是传于普天下万人听的我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister.
那么第五点，保罗他说，这个福音，因为是爱的竭力，所以我就不能不跟人分享。
The fifth point, Paul is saying that he needs to share this gospel is because it is
cannot but share with the other people
because yeah
it's encouragement with a love so therefore I cannot but share with other people.
Because this gospel is an encouragement and of love, he cannot help but share this gospel.
Not only this gospel is the encouragement to others, but also if you know the gospel, you do not preach the gospel, then according to Paul,You're going to have problems. 你就要有祸了。哥林多前书九章十六节。First Corinthians 9:16.
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16.For if I preach the gospel that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
Once you know the gospel, you must preach the gospel. Oh. 你知道了这个福音之后，你必定要传这个福音。假如你不传，什么？你就有祸。
If you know the gospel, you have to share it. If you don't, trouble will come upon you.
所以对保罗来讲，这是很自然的事，很必然的事。
So to Paul, this is a very natural thing to share the gospel.
那么在最后，他对福音的一个看法就是，他是欠福音的债。
And in the end, to Paul, his perspective is he needs to repay the debt of this gospel.
Romans 1:14-15.
Romans 1.
罗马书第一章十四十五节，你若是不传福音，你就有祸了。因为什么？因为你是欠了福音的债。
Romans chapter 1.
Yeah, chapter 1:14-15. Rome.
I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
这个是保罗对福音的看法态度。
So this is the attitude and the perspective of Paul for the gospel.
所以对保罗来讲，你假如知道福音，你不可能不传福音。
So according to Paul, if you understand and know the gospel, there's no way that you won't share this gospel.
他有这么多的理由不能不传福音。
He has so many reasons to not share the gospel.
那么下面我们要讲到底保罗他是怎么样子生活的，福音对他来讲是一个什么东西。
So we're going to talk about, well, what is this gospel according to Paul and how he lived his life?
在哥林多前书第九章19节到23节，我们刚才这个开始的时候读过。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
从19节到23节。
From verse 19 to 23.
他说，我在什么人里头就做什么人，都是为着福音的缘故。
He says, I've become all things to all people for the sake of the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天有好些人一定要选择在什么人中间去传福音。
So there's a lot of people today that like to choose who they want to share the gospel to.
一看到黑人他不想传福音。
Well, once he sees black people, he doesn't want to share the gospel to them.
一看到个女人他也不去传福音。
If he sees a woman, he doesn't want to share the gospel to them.
看到这个小孩子他也不去传福音。
If he sees children, he doesn't want to share the gospel to them.
老人他也没兴趣。
Or no, he has no interest to share the gospel to the elderly.
所以这是他的原则，就是我一定要选中了某一种人，我觉得有价值、有意义的，我就跟他传福音。
So from their perspective, they only want to share the gospel to people that he finds value in or interest in.
保罗正好跟我们相反。
But Paul here is a direct opposite.
他说我在什么人中间就做什么人，都是为了福音。
But here Paul says, I have become all things to all people for the sake of the gospel.
你是黑人，我也跟黑人交朋友。
If you are black, I'm going to become friends with black people.
我只要能够传福音，我都去。
As long as I can share the gospel, I will go.
第二，保罗他顺从圣灵的带领，不管到什么地方，怎么样子去。
And second, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, no matter where he needs to go, he will go.
这就是为什么福音，因为使徒保罗的缘故，能够传到欧洲去。
And this is the reason that the gospel can be spread to Europe.
我们都知道使徒保罗他的马其顿的呼声。
And we all know the calling of Paul in
Macedonia. 所以是保罗他听到了这个声音，是保罗他决定要离开亚洲，进入到欧洲去传福音。
So it is Paul who heard the voice, and it is Paul that went into Macedonia.
第三，我们看到保罗他传福音的时候，他不建造在别人的根基上。
And also he does not establish any upon other people's foundation.
所以这是保罗跟其他人传福音这个不同的原则，是他不去到已经有人在那里建立根基的一个地方去传福音。
So this is a different principle that he has in sharing the gospel. He doesn't go to places where a foundation has already been established.
今天的人一听到没有人去过，死也不肯去。
So a lot of people today, when they talk about a place where nobody has gone to before, they would die and rather go there.
现在的宣教士要到一个地方去宣道, 他先要开出一个清单来, 我要这个, 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 有没有车子, 有没有房子, 有没有, 啊, 这个, 生活上面有什么样子的享受, 否则没兴趣。
So many missionaries today, before they go to a place, they come up with a checklist, and they see if there's a car or a house or other perks before even considering going to that place.
所以保罗他有一个原则，就是他传福音，他专门选择那个没人去传过福音的地方。
But Paul's principle is that he is going to choose the place where no one has gone to before to share the gospel.
我想在保罗的时代，这样子的情形是更方便、更容易的。I
believe that during Paul's time, in Paul's time, this way is more convenient for people.
所以保罗他顺从圣灵的带领。 不管到什么地方，怎么去，他都去。他不建造在别人的根基上。So,
under the direction of the Holy Spirit, he would go to places where others have not gone to before, and he won't go to places where the gospel has been, or the foundation of the gospel has been laid.
圣经里的哥林多后书11章23到27节讲到。 保罗在传福音上所付的代价。And
in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it talks about all the things that sufferings that he has endured for the sake of the gospel.
我们可以说保罗传福音的时候，他不顾一切，赴汤蹈火，在所不辞。So
we can see that Paul was willing to do anything for the sake of the gospel.
第五点, 保罗, 他不计较个人的成败跟荣辱。
And he did not care about the his shame in for the sake of the gospel.
今天很多人要传福音的时候，先要去计算一下，要算账。
A lot of people today, before sharing the gospel or going out to mission trips, they would count their costs.
我这一次到这个贵州去。
This time around, I went to Guizhou.
这个我们说探望的这个教会是很稀奇的一个教会。
And this is a very strange church in Guizhou that we visited.
我们很奇妙的在路上认识一个从
And on the way there, we met a sister that came from mainland China. At that time, she was not a believer yet.
我跟我太太在路上碰到她，我太太就跟她打招呼。
And Mrs. Chu, we met her on the road, and Mrs. Chu said hi to her.
那个姊妹啊，就在那个时候。 推了一个小孩子的那个车子，就问我太太，她说：“你是中国人吗？”
And that lady pushing a stroller, baby stroller, and asked Mrs. Chu, "Are you Chinese?"
我太太一听这个人的口音，她说：“你是不是湖南人？”
And then after hearing her, she asked that lady, "Are you?" Oh, that lady asked Mrs. Chu, "Are you from Hunan?"
那正好相反，无所谓的，这个不重要，就是他们觉得居然是同乡。
It seems like they're from the same province.
那么过了几天，这位姊妹啊，就推着那个小孩子，因为她在人家做工人，她就推着小孩子到我家里来跟我们交通。
And after a few days, she came to visit with the baby.
我太太就带了她信耶稣。
And my wife led her to Christ.
那么这位姊妹呢, 他就到我们 Alhambra 教会去聚会。
And that sister went to visit the Alhambra church.
没有多久，他就跟我太太讲，他说我决定回大陆了。
And after some time, she told Mrs. Chu that I've decided to go back to China.
我对这个永久居留没有兴趣。
I have no interest in staying here for long term.
他说我在那个城里头五十年，没有一个人跟我传福音。
I've been in that town for 50 years and no one has shared the gospel with me.
我现在听到了真正的福音，他说我心里头大大的感动，我要回过去。
Now that I've heard the true gospel, I've been moved in my heart to go back and to share the gospel.
结果他就回到贵州去了。
So she returned to Guizhou.
那么中间有很长的一段故事，我就不讲了。
Of course, this is.
他回去以后很想参加一个教会。
And after returning back, she really wanted to attend church.
可是在他们那个城里的一个教会也没有。
But in that town, there's no church there.
这几个老太太星期天聚在一起啊，读圣经。
But a few of the elderly ladies gathered together to study the Bible.
有没有几个人识字？
But few of, they don't read.
他们就祷告，要求神送给他们一个人能够识字。
So they prayed for someone that can read to be among them.
结果这位姊妹去了，他们都认识他，说：“哎呀，正好啊！”他说：“你就做我们的牧师了。”
So then the sister came upon them and they said, oh, why don't you just be our pastor?
那这位姊妹说是我在美国的时候听我们长老讲道我都不懂。
But the sister said, in America, I've heard this elder preach and I don't understand him.
我怎么可以现在来做你们的牧师？
And how can I become your pastor now?
那几个老太太说啊，至少你识字吧。
But the elderly lady says, well, at least you know how to read.
哎，他说我当然识字啊。
Well, of course I know how to read.
他说那你就每次你就把圣经读给我们听好了。
So they said to her, well, when you come, just read the Bible to us.
很奇妙的一件事情，就是这个教会啊，发展起来很快。
So the amazing thing is this church expanded very quickly.
因为什么呢？这个教会原来是内地会，我们都知道 Hudson Taylor， 他的几个同工在贵州那里买了地，建立起来的教会。
And the reason why is because Hudson Taylor's organization bought a piece of land there and established a church there.
所以当这个共产党来了。把他们的地就拿走了。
So when the communists came, they took away that land.
但是奇妙的一件事情就是这个教会里的这个地啊，有地契是属于 Hudson Taylor 他们内地会的。
But the amazing thing is this piece of land deed still belongs to Hudson Taylor's organization.
按照那个这个道理啊，政府没有权柄拿他们的地。
In reality, the government cannot take away this piece of land.
这是我们都知道的，大陆上的政府，他不会说是把东西就是很自动的还给你的。
But we all know the government in China, they're not just going to automatically just return this to you.
所以当这位姊妹到政府去要这个地的时候。
So when his sister went to the government to ask for this piece of land back,
他有十几亩地，都是在城的中心的地。
There's about ten or so acres, all in the center of the town.
所以这个政府什么就跟他就这个开玩笑了，啊，没有问题，我们一定会还你的地的。但是现在你知道都是穷人，他们没有地方住。你能够把这些穷人都赶走吗？
So the government jokes with them and says, of course we'll return this the land to you, but right now, currently, there's a lot of poor and homeless people that have no place to live. Are you going to kick all of them out?
那个地有一个房子，这个房子啊，在下雨的时候，里面的鱼跟外面的鱼一样大。
So in there's a piece of property on that land, and during when it's raining, the rain inside is just the same as being outside.
所以这几个老太太就跑到政府去，她说你看看我们这里住都没地方住，她这一下雨就这个样子，我们怎么办？
So these bunch of sisters went to the government and said, look, when it rains, there's no place for us to stay. It's the same as being outside.
所以政府对他们说，反正地你们现在已经拿了几这个一两亩地了，你们可以在这个地方啊开始建造，假如你有钱的话。
So the government tells them, well, you've already received back a couple of acres. If you have the money to invest, you can build up on this two acres of land that has been returned to you.
在那个时候 Alhambra 弟兄姊妹们凑出4200块钱美金送到大陆去。
And then during that time, the Alhambra church gathered about $4,200 and sent it back to China.
这个奇妙的一件事情就是这一位从美国回去的这位姊妹，她的先生是一个工程师。
So the amazing thing is the sister that has returned to China, her husband is an engineer.
4200块钱美金，他起了一个两层楼的房子。
So with $4,200, he was able to build a two-level building.
但是呢，没有厕所，没有厨房，这那些必要的东西地方都没有。
But there's no bathroom and there's no kitchen, so didn't have any of the necessary utilities.
但是呢，地方啊，这个政府给了他们一部分。
But the government did return a portion of that land.
这一次我们回去，是因为他们听说我们要回大陆，他们就说，长老啊，你假如回来的话，我们就趁你在这里的时候献堂。
So during this time, they heard that me and Mrs. Chu will return to China, and they said, oh, since you're here, why don't you come and visit us, and we will build a church.
我说你不是已经有了堂了吗？
And I asked them, I thought you already had a church.
他说这一次不同。
Oh, but this time is different.
他说这一次政府还了我们一大批地。
Well, this time the government returned a large portion of our land.
把所有这个地的价值的钱呢还给了我们。
And also returned the value, the monetary value of the land to us.
470万人民币。
4.7 million RMB.
他们自己都不相信，他说他们还是开玩笑啊，说是还我们这个钱。
They thought it was a joke by the government.
哪知道这是神的工作。
But of course, this is the work of God.
从外地调了一个县长，也不要是这个镇长的去了，就答应教堂，我们所欠你的地，通通按照市价还给你。
So another government official that was relocated to this from another province and said, we will return the monetary value of this land, all of it to you.
而且这个新的县长说，我们替你来建堂。
And this new official also said that we will assist you in building this sanctuary.
我们去的时候，五层洋房在那个地方。
So when we arrived there, there's a five-level building.
我们也没带照片来给你看，下次再给你们看。
The next time I'll bring pictures for y'all.
我们赶到那里的时候，他还没有做完。
Well, when we arrived there, it wasn't complete.
那个地方的一位姊妹，他长老啊，他说我们本来盼望你在这里献堂，现在啊 眼看是不可能了，但是我们工程呢赶不上，所以呢我们就决定为了你呀、啊、我们要把我们的电梯先做好。
So when we arrived there, the sister said that we probably won't make
the elevator.
We'll build the elevator for you.
所以我到那里去，那里人跟我讲，他说昨天我们刚刚把电梯做好。
And when we arrived there, they said that, oh, we've already put in an elevator for you yesterday.
所以他就几个人带着我去坐他们的brand new 电梯。
So a group of them led me to go on the brand new elevator.
最奇妙的一件事情，弟兄姊妹。
The most amazing thing is.
我们知道在大陆上很多的教会为着十字架而被政府把房子给拆掉的。
We know that a lot of places in China, because of the cross, the government has torn down many churches.
这个政府奇怪得很。跟这个教会讲，我们替你把外面的通通做好，加上一个大的十字架。
But the government here says we will not only help you build this facility, but also we would also build the cross.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神做事是很奇妙的。
So dear brothers and sisters, God is amazing.
我们常常看到这个保罗啊，你一个人有什么大的本事啊？
A lot of times we see here Paul, just a mere man, what can he do?
那么这一次我到贵州去，看到他们那个大的十字架，我也不相信。
But this time when I went to Guizhou and I saw the big cross, I didn't believe in myself.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道他们的大堂是在第五层？
Dear brothers and sisters, did you know that their sanctuary is on the fifth level?
里面可以坐500人。
They can seat about 500 people.
我有照片，我是今天没有带来。
I have pictures to show you. I didn't bring them today.
他说，我跟他们讲，我说等到你们献堂了，不要忘记寄一批照片来给我看。
So when you have the ceremony, remember to take pictures.For us.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗所看到的是真的神迹。
So dear brothers and sisters, what Paul saw was a true miracle.
今天许许多多的基督徒也看到了真的神迹。
And today, many believers and Christians also see miracles.
所以保罗他传福音的时候，他不计较任何的代价。
So therefore, when Paul shares the gospel, he does not care of any costs.
他更不去计较个人的成败跟荣辱。
And he doesn't care about his pride or his reputation.
我们今天，我不是在好像轻看我们的这些宣教士。这些人都是要走之前先把账算好然后再走的。
A lot of missionaries that we see that they always count their costs before leaving.
到了那去以后我的生活状况如何，我有没有足够的钱啊？这个到了这个三年呢、啊、还可以到外面去旅行等等等等。
And once they arrive at a new location, will they make enough money?And do they have opportunities to even go on vacation after 3 years?
保罗说，我什么都不顾，我只要传福音。
But Paul says he does not care about anything but to share the gospel.
所以这个人可以说是他为着福音，最后慷慨成人，从容就义啊。牺牲了自己的性命。
He sacrificed his own life.
今天像这样子的纯宣教士很少很少。
Today there's very few people missionaries that are like Paul.
这个浸信会，美兰浸信会有很多的钱。
The Southern Baptist Church has a lot of money.
因为 Southern Baptist 他们是以宣教出名的。
You know, Southern Baptist became famous because of their missions work.
所以他有 inland mission, 他有国外的 mission.
And they have inland mission and they have overseas mission.
他们的口号就是我们有的是钱。
Their motto is they have plenty of money.
问题就是你要不要去传福音。
But the question is, are you willing to go and share the gospel?
Southern Baptist 怎么讲？他说我们的难处就是有钱没人。
And the difficulty they have is they have the money, but they don't have people to go.
很多的年轻人出去一次，第二次死也不再去了。
And a lot of young people went once, but they would never go again.
太苦了。
Because it's unpleasant.
保罗他是死而后已的这么一个传道人。
So Paul is a
他对于后来的人他有几句话。
So he has a few words for the people.
这个是在提摩太后书第四章第二节。
And this is recorded in 1 Timothy.
2 Timothy.
2 Timothy.
4:2. 勿要传道，无论得时不得时。
Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season.
弟兄姊妹，你听过这句话没有？
Have you heard this before?
你假如读过圣经的话，你应该听过这个话。
If you've read the Bible, you should have heard this before.
这句话一千多年来在许许多多人的耳朵里都响过。
And the words here have been heard by many throughout the years.
是保罗留下给他的儿子提摩太的。
These are the words left by Paul to his spiritual son Timothy.
勿要传道，无论得时不得时。
Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
这句话一千多年来，在许许多多人的耳朵里都曾经响过。
And these words have rang in the ears of many people throughout these.
如今，在我们的耳朵里头，也在不断的响亮。
And we've heard these words ring in our ears today.
盼望我们能够响应这个声音，能够跟随保罗的步伐到普天下去传福音。
We pray that we can respond to these words and follow in Paul's footsteps to share the gospel.
我很不喜欢批评同工的弟兄姊妹们。
I really don't like to criticize the missionaries out there.
因为我自己有很多的缺陷。
Because I also myself have a lot of flaws.
但是当我看到今天这个所谓宣教士的这个情况，我心里都在流血。
But I'm very saddened when I see the situation that we're in, when I look at all of the missionaries out there today.
我没有看到几个现在的宣教士说，只要神要我去的，我死都愿意。
I don't see many missionaries today that have the attitude that if God has called me, I'm willing to die for the gospel.
Southern Baptist 说这句是什么话？他说我们的问题不是没有钱，我们的问题就是我们送出去的宣教士只出去一次，就是四年，这四年他们出去玩一下然后就回来，死也不肯再去了。
So what does the Southern Baptist say? They say that the problem is that money is not the problem. We have lots of money, but we don't have people to go. And when they go, they only go once. After 4 years, they come back and they'll never go again.
你想想看，假如使徒保罗当初也是用这样子的理由的话，今天基督教恐怕还只是在哪里啊？可能还在上海，也说不定。
If we see Paul during that time take on this type, the similar attitude, we probably see that the gospel would still remain in Shanghai.
Yeah. 当初戴德森所带领的人在贵州留下了那个房子。
We see Hudson Taylor's organization left that property in Guizhou.
今天在那个城里面的人能够从那 五层楼的那个楼房里头可以看得到，哇，这个戴德森是个什么人呢、啊、怎么有这么大本事，居然在我们这里起了这么个大楼的传福音。
Well, today the people that are worshiping in that new sanctuary on the fifth level may ask themselves, well, who is this Hudson Taylor that he can be have so much influence to build a facility like this for us to worship in?
弟兄姊妹，你知道吧，我刚才讲神的作为，这个县长也不晓得是什么长，把那个钱给了教会之后，第二年就调到其他地方去了。
So God is real amazing. We see that this government official came in, gave back all of the money, the monetary value of the land, and then have been relocated again.
我们都听说在温州许许多多的教堂因为起了个十字架，整个的地都被推到这个用 bulldozer 给推掉了。
We hear that many places, many churches in China, because of their cross, the government has demolished their buildings.
现在在那个城里头，在贵州的一个乡下，我能够亲眼看到五层楼上的有个大的十字架，是政府的工程师跟他们建的。
But today, when we see in Guizhou, in the center of town, we see a five-story building with a sanctuary with a big cross, and that's built by the government.
原因就是因为那几个老太太，他们死也不肯离开那个地方，他在那个地方要传福音。
And the reason is because these group of sisters, would rather die than leave that place, and they share the gospel there.
我们现在听到刚才 Fanny Crosby 的故事，弟兄姊妹，像这种故事其实是不少的。
Earlier we heard the story of Fanny Crosby. In reality, there's many stories like that.
我都没有想到，居然有人听我传福音得救，现在还跑到台湾去做大传道。
It never occurred to me that someone that I shared the gospel with many years ago is now in Taiwan preaching.
我常常在想，我想这个人大概记错了。
Well, many times I think that, oh, I don't think this guy remembered correctly.
但是不管怎么样，现在的弟兄姊妹是神的工作。
But we know that it is the work of God.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loved, so loved the world that he gave his one and only son to die on the cross so that none should perish but have eternal life.
我们可以轻看世界上任何的事情，任何的人物，可是你千万不要轻看神。
We can overlook many things and many people of this world, but we cannot overlook our God.
盼望我们中间有更多的朋友们，你们去参加这个同工会。
We pray that there are more friends among us that would attend this co-workers retreat.
也盼望你们去到退休会的人要立定心志，好好的侍奉主。
And we hope that all the people that are attending co-workers retreat would have prepare themselves to serve God.
我们需要保罗。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need Paul.
我们需要保罗所传的福音。
We need Paul's gospel.
我们要为这件事情祷告。
And we need to pray for this.
我们太少的宣教士。
We don't have enough missionaries.
我们需要像保罗这样子的人。
And we need people like Paul.
只要是有福音的需要，我去。
If there is a need for the gospel, I'm willing to go.
从来没有去考虑我到那里去会有什么样子的后果。
He never counts his costs or counts what would happen if he would once he goes there.
我想这个不是保罗讲的，也可能是他讲的。我只有一条命，我这条命就情愿放在神的手里面。
So maybe this is the words of Paul or someone else, but the words are, I only have one life, I'd rather give it in the hands of God.
保罗实在是一个了不起的人。
And we know that Paul is indeed a great man.
希望我们不只是听他的故事，我们要步他的后尘。
We pray that we not only hear his stories, but rather follow in his footsteps.
当我去到贵州的时候，我看到那个房子，我说4200块钱美金，现在在这里。
So when I went to Guizhou and I see that building, I say to myself, $4,200 is the result of this building.
对人来讲，这个好像做梦一样。
To man, it seems like a dream.
在神来讲，凡事都可能。
But to God, everything is possible.
我离开大陆的时候，我说我大概不能够再回来了。
When I left China, I said I probably won't have the opportunity to return.
可是每一次我想到了5层楼的房子，我心里就想，假如神给我机会的话，我还想再回去看一看。
Well, every time I think about this 5-story building, I just say to myself, I hope that I still have the opportunity to go back.
在那个城里的有很多神迹。
There's a lot of miracles that happen in that town.
有一年我到那里去讲道。
There was this one year I preached the gospel, I preached the message there.
到了吃饭的时候，我们就到旁边的餐馆里去吃饭。
And during lunchtime, we went to a restaurant nearby to eat lunch.
就来了一个人骑了个脚踏车，就跟我旁边的。那个教会里头的长老啊，就讲起话来了。
And there's a person on his bike that came and started having a conversation with the elder that was beside me.
他一方面跟长老讲话，一方面就看着我手上那本圣经。
And he was talking to that elder, and at the same time, he was looking at the Bible in my hand.
我心里头很奇怪，我说这圣经你没看过。
And then I thought to myself, well, how so weird? You haven't seen this Bible before?
几分钟之后，这个人就走掉了。
A couple minutes later, this person left.
那跟我在一起的长老说：“你知道他谁啊？”
And his elder turned to me and said, "Do you know who that was?"
我说：“我怎么知道？”
I said, "How should I know?"
他说：“他就是我们城里的宗教局的局长。”
And he said to me, "That is our city official."
他是今天下午啊。我们要小心，他可能要回来。
So this afternoon we should be cautious. He might return.
他说我们要派两个年轻人站在门口。
And we need to appoint 2 young people to stand outside.
一看到他，马上就要通知你，你就要从讲台上跑下来。
And once they see him arrive, they need to alert you so that you can come down.
我说好，我说我还没有被。人从讲台上赶下来，我很想过过这个瘾。
And I said, okay, I've never been told to come down from the pulpit, but I would like to experience this.
到了晚上，我就问那个长老，我说那人没回来。
And during the evening, I asked the elder again, hey, that person did not come back.
那个长老说，他大概打麻将去了。
And then the elder said, oh, he probably went to play mahjong.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神做的事情有的时候真是很幽默。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes our God is very humorous.
所以我现在心里面有动心了。
So in my heart,
stirred
in my heart.
假如神还愿意的话，我都很想再回去看看那个房子。
If God is willing, I would really like to go back and see that building.
我已经坐过他们的电梯，但是还没有走过他们的这个里面的地方。
I've already went on to their in their elevator, but I haven't walked through that building yet.
我们的房子很好啊，有这个那个这个很漂亮的房子在那里。那个贵州的房子比我们这里还漂亮。
So we have a beautiful facility here, but the building in Guizhou is even much prettier than what we have.
我记得第三层是他们聚会的地方。
I remember the third level is where they have fellowship.
The place to fellowship. 在那一层里头，他们做了好多的那个小房间。
And during that level, there's a lot of small rooms.
每一个房间里头都有自己的厕所，都有啊这个两张床的地方那么大。
And every room has a bathroom facility and enough space for two beds.
我在想，也许有一天我也能够跑到这里来用你们一个房间吧。
I thought to myself, well, one of these days, I hope that I can also come back and use one of these rooms.
所以弟兄姊妹，神做事是我们没有办法吃透。
So, dear brothers and sisters, how God works, sometimes we can't truly understand it.
我完全了解为什么保罗有那样子的胆量。
And I completely understand why Paul is so bold.
因为他看了太多。
Because he's seen a lot of God's work.
我们盼望我们每一个人都能够看到神的工作。
We pray that everyone can hear also see the work of God.
然后我们就不会去怕人。
So then we won't be afraid of man.
我们眼睛只看到神。
Our eyes are focused upon God.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
谢谢主给我们这个机会能够一同来思想你的工作。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us this time to really think about your work.
求主继续祝福我们在贵州那里的侍奉。
Can you continue to bless the church in Guizhou?
主啊，你让你的工作，让你的仆人们在那个地方能够被你重用。
May you mightily use the co-workers and the brothers and sisters there.
让人们能够从你的身上看到你是怎么样子的一位神。
So that other people can see through them what type of God you are.
让我们能够清楚地了解为什么使徒保罗有那样子的信心。
And we can see why Paul has such confidence.
因为他所侍奉的是一位活神。
Because the God that he serves is a true living God.
愿你接受我们的敬拜。
May you receive our worship.
这样祷告靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.